Chapter 11, King Poundrika and the King of Kasi. Once upon a time, there was a king named Poundrika, who sent a messenger to Lord Krishna. He told Krishna, "Stop calling yourself Vasudev. You must stop carrying the symbols of Vasudev like the disc, conch shell, club, and lotus flower. I am the only supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Come and surrender to me, or I will have to fight with you." Everyone in Dwarka heard the foolish words of Poundrika. They laughed and laughed very loudly. Krishna said, "Poundrika is a foolish rascal for pretending to be the Supreme Lord. I always carry the symbols of Vasudev, especially my Sudarshan disc. I shall use this disc to kill King Poundrika and all of his followers. They are cheaters and should be treated like cheaters. After my disc cuts off Poundrika's head, dogs and vultures will quickly eat his dead body." Then Krishna went to the city where Poundrika lived. King Poundrika and his friend, the King of Kasi, brought their soldiers out to fight with Krishna. Everybody saw Poundrika coming inside. Krishna could not stop laughing. He just laughed and laughed to see how he looked. Poundrika appeared to have four arms and carried a conch shell, disc, lotus and club, and the Saranga bow. On his chest he wore the sign of Srivats, a flower garland, and something like a kastuba jewel. He was also dressed in yellow silk clothes, just like Krishna. Even the flag on his chariot carried the picture of Garuda. He had a golden helmet on his head with shining earrings. It was actually funny to see him dressed up just like Krishna. As soon as King Poundrika's soldiers began to fight, Krishna just smashed all the soldiers, their weapons, chariots, elephants, and horses all over the battlefield. Then he stopped and said, "Poundrika, do you really think I could stop carrying my Sudarshan disc? Should I give it to you? You are the greatest fool that ever walked. Now, Poundrika, you will have to stop this nonsense of pretending to be me. You want me to surrender to you? This is your only chance. Let us now fight." The fight began again, and Krishna did not waste any time. He smashed Poundrika's chariot to pieces with just one arrow. Then he threw his Sudarshan disc and cut Poundrika's head right off. He also killed the King of Kasi, Poundrika's good friend. Krishna threw the king's head right into the city of Kasi so his family could see the demon had been killed. When he finished all this business, Krishna left the battlefield and went back home to Dwarka. Kasi had a son named Sudakshina. He was so upset when Krishna killed his father that he wanted to kill Krishna. He made a big fire sacrifice and started chanting special prayers. He took the help of evil priests who knew black magic. Out of the roaring fire came a great demon with red hair, beard, and mustache. He was very big and fierce. As the demon came from the fire, fire burned from his eyes while his eyebrows moved up and down. He had long, sharp teeth and a long tongue licking both sides of his lips. He carried a big trident which was blazing like fire. Sudakshina and the priest sent the fiery demon to Dwarka, along with many hundreds of ghosts. It seemed that he was going to burn all outer space into ashes. The whole earth shook with his heavy footsteps. When the fiery demon got to Dwarka, everyone there was afraid and panicked, just like animals in a forest fire. At that time, Krishna was playing chess in the palace, and everyone came to him crying. They prayed, "Dear Lord of all the three worlds, there is a great fiery demon ready to burn down the whole city of Dwarka. Please, please save us." Lord Krishna smiled at his devotees. "Don't worry," he said. "I will protect you all." Immediately, he sent his Sudarshan Chakra to chase the fiery demon. The Sudarshan Chakra was as bright as millions of suns, and his temperature was just as hot. Suddenly, the Sudarshan Chakra started to freeze the fiery demon. The demon became so afraid, he turned around quickly and ran away. He ran all the way back to Sudakshina and all the priests who had called him from the fire. When he got there, the fiery demon buried them all into ashes. This is the way of the demons. The demons make something to kill God, but by the same weapon, the demons themselves got killed. Following just behind the fiery demon, the Sudarshan Chakra also went into Kasi. Because the king of Kashi and his son, Sudakshina, had been terrible demons, Sudarshan burned up the whole sinful city. After the chakra finished, he came back to his lord, Sri Krishna, at Dwarka.